The Elliott Lake Rotary Club stepped up its game as host of the city's municipal election candidates meeting Tuesday night in the Collins Hall. There were some 350 to 400 people in the building, much the same as in previous election years. This year hundreds of others viewed the exchanges among 21 candidates running for mayor or city councilor in the city's 2022 municipal election online as well. Rotarians used a four-camera video system tied into the Collins Hall public address system, then live-streamed the resulting program via the internet and showed it on YouTube in real time. It can be viewed on YouTube where it has been archived, or click on the video at the bottom of this story. Each candidate got a timed introduction for initial statements. Those seeking a councillor's seat went first, followed by the mayoralty contenders. Live audience questions for each followed later in the evening. They included a query about the location of a future arts center. Murray Finn asked candidate Bruce Ibbotson about his plan to convert the Highway 108 City Works Yard to the arts center site, due to its visibility, accessibility, and since it backs onto a lakefront. Ibbotson said the works yard could be relocated anywhere, but the land across from Rona would be an excellent spot for a rebuilt arts welcome center. Plus it would get two funding streams, one through arts and the other sort of tourism, so that's the kind of thought behind it, said Ibbotson. Lifelong Elliott Lake resident and mother Kaylee Robinson asked candidate Tom Turner about his costing figures, from which he derived an estimated monthly property tax increase of $7.09 per residential taxpayer for funding construction of a $16 million arts center. Turner replied, "We deducted the insurance money we have and $3 million for grants that are most likely available. That left us $10 million to finance through Infrastructure Ontario. I think it's a monthly payment of $45,000. And that divided by 6,500 taxpayers is $7.09, he added. For the big-ticket rec center, which the current regime has pitched for years to be built at 151 Ontario Avenue, Turner recited another costing. He said, instead of needing $10 million, we'll probably need $30 million. So $21 a month for the rec hub. Turner also said, there is an opportunity cost by delaying. Initially, the rec center was $12 million. That means the cost forward to wait this long. That's the opportunity cost. From the audience, Calvin Brand questioned Turner's figures. He suggested asking the YMCA to build the rec center, instead of the taxpayers. You said to lay it on the town, so much tax money, is that going to go up? The questioner wanted to know. In reply, Turner referred to comments earlier in the evening from several younger women like Robinson. What about me? What about my kids? He echoed. Elliott Lake's demographic is changing rapidly. People retiring from our major employer, the hospital, are being replaced by people in their 20s who want to start families. This is why I'm supporting the idea and creating the attraction, Turner concluded. In the mayoralty candidate question session, one man wanted to know if Mayor Dan Marchesella and his fellow council member Norman Mann were required to sign non-disclosure agreements to serve on the board of the nonprofit corporation Elliott Lake Retirement Living, ELRL. He wanted to know if that constitutes a conflict with the council member's responsibilities to the voters. The mayor replied they both agreed to non-disclosure as required. They, ELRL, have closed sessions just like council, so most of their business is posted on their website and included in their minutes. But we can't divulge confidential information, Marchesella added. Les Osichuk asked mayoralty candidate Mike Thomas if he would be able to get councillors to follow the rules of order in their meetings if elected. If they're stepping out of the zone, to be polite, but firm, said Thomas. Beyond that, I think respect plays a big part in that. When we start to follow the rules, I think it will make the job of mayor a lot easier, Thomas went on. Candidate Chris Pattery told questioner Alec Hurdy that the use of Crown land by campers for 21 days is allowed under law and the city has no role in overseeing the practice or sanctioning it. Questioner Robinson was back with another query for Pattery. She asked if he would vote to reinstate the summer day camp program, which was suspended this year when the city was unable to attract enough post-secondary student labor to staff it. Pattery replied he favored reinstatement but was concerned that her phone calls and emails on the topic to counselors were not answered, and she was told by the city clerk's office she did not qualify to ask questions before council about her concerns. The fact that people can only come and make comments at a council meeting, I think we need to go back to the way we were over 8 years ago and put that back on the table so that you have a voice," Pattery concluded.